Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, Jamie is concerned because I guess there are bombs in their mountains.
No, this is horrible.
Well, I know, but I'm not familiar with the story just yet, though.
Okay, so they're telling hikers this spring. This is probably why you don't care, because, you know, you're not a hiker.
I'm not a hiker. I'm not an outdoor person. I'm an indoor guy.
22 bombs have been left on hiking trails.
Bombs?
Bombs.
From what?
From the avalanche thing.
The mitigation?
Yes.
Really?
22.
So, that are undetonated?
Yes.
And they're just sitting there. So if you trip on one, kablooey.
Yeah, you're dead.
Holy moly.
You're dead. The Department of Transportation is warning hikers to be on the lookout for unexploded avalanche devices. 22 of them.
Do we know where they are?
No.
Hang on a second. Okay, something doesn't make sense here. Because earlier this week, I pulled it up right here in the studio and printed it out. There's a map that shows you where people have pooped on the streets of San Francisco. And there's not a map to tell me where the bombs are from the mitigation. What's wrong with this world?
They kind of know, like, the area, like, after they drop them off, you
right.
know? They kind of like, oh, I think it's over there in Summit County and kind of over there. But because the terrain is so vast, they're not exactly sure. And so people are finding them on trails. They said,
wait a minute. Don't you have an obligation as the mitigation crew that you know exactly where you put these things and they're numbered or they've got some, detector in them that tells you where they are?
I think they have a number, but I agree with you. And I don't know who posted it yesterday, if it was Dylan or Sean, but one of you said, why don't they have tracking devices on them?
Right. That would be the best case scenario.
Right. I mean, you can track your keys.
Here's what they're saying in the news story. They say it's because there's only so many of them that are out there to retrieve them, whereas there's way more people in the public up in the mountains. So the
it's
public.
It's easier for the public to find them?
Well, they may come across them before they're able to get there and retrieve them. You know what I mean? Because people are out enjoying the mountains.
That explanation doesn't make sense. Mm. Let's go back to the original. When you put these things out, you should know where they are. You should have maps. You should have. We have technical or the technology today to
they
designate
can't
pinpoint
them.
GPS
they
where
can only
they
pinpoint
are.
Poo.
You can. I just said they have a poop map for San Francisco. They detect where people poop on the street.
Well, they said that their team is tracking them, so they know like the area.
Boy. Yeah,
but they just don't know exactly. Like, I don't think they're getting pinged.
Really?
It says, our team is tracking those unexploded devices, but you might show up to them before we do. They look like small torpedoes. They're brightly colored. They're either yellow, blue, or orange. And we know that they shouldn't be in nature. So if you do find one, keep away from it and contact law enforcement immediately. It's an explosive. So do not move it. Do not go next to it. Get away from it and call for authorities.
What about the little Bambis? What about the bears that are out there? What if they step on one? It blows off their legs.
Right. What if they like go up to it and like think it's a ball?
Yeah.
It's like, look, a torpedo.
How reckless.
I know, right?
That's reckless.
It is crazy.
I'm telling you, not to know where these things are. And they're explosives.
They say some of the devices might be hidden under the snow and invisible until we won't find them until the summer. Oh, my God. So they're under the snow. Like, what are those IEDs?
I'm for this state banning all outdoor activities through this summer. I really am. I think that Governor Polis, I think he needs to step in. No human being in this state should be allowed outside at any time summer of 2019.
We have 22 bombs. You
cancel summer.
This is crazy.
It's ridiculous, right?
Reckless, I tell
you.
Good
luck.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.